Morning Watch.
Chapters 5 through 8 of Romans, the kernel of the Bible, week 1. The line of life and the line of death in chapters 5 through 8 of Romans. Tuesday. Related verses. Revelation 2 verses 4, 5, and 7. Verses 4 and 5. But I have one thing against you, that you have left your first love. Remember, therefore, where you have fallen from, and repent and do the first works. But if not, I am coming to you and will remove your lampstand out of its place, unless you repent. Verse 7. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, to him I will give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. Revelation 21, verses 10, 11, and 23. Verses 10 and 11. And he carried me away in spirit onto a great and high mountain, and showed me the holy city Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. Her light was like a most precious stone, like a jasper stone, as clear as crystal. Verse 23. And the city has no need of the sun or of the moon that they should shine in it, for the glory of God illumined it, and its lamp is the Lamb. Revelation 22, verses 1, 2, and 5. Verses 1 and 2. And he showed me a river of water of life, bright as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb in the middle of its street. And on this side and on that side of the river was the tree of life, producing 12 fruits, yielding its fruit each month, and the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. Verse 5. And night will be no more, and they have no need of the light of a lamp and of the light of the sun, for the Lord God will shine upon them, and they will reign forever and ever. Related reading. Eating the tree of life, that is, enjoying Christ as our life supply, should be the primary matter in the church life. The content of the church life depends on the enjoyment of Christ. To enjoy Christ requires us to love him with the first love. If we leave our first love toward the Lord, we will miss the enjoyment of Christ and lose the testimony of Jesus. Consequently, the lampstand will be removed from us. These three things, loving the Lord, enjoying the Lord, and being the testimony of the Lord, go together. Colossians tells us that our Christ must have the first place. He must have the preeminence. Christ must be the first. To recover the first love is to consider the Lord Jesus as the first in everything. If we make Christ everything in our life, that means we have overcome the loss of the first love. Is Christ the first in everything with us? The first item we have to overcome is the loss of Christ as the first, as the best, as the real love. The failure of Israel was that they forsook God, the fountain of living waters, and the degradation of the church is the leaving of the first love. Actually, to leave the first love is just to leave Christ, not taking him as the first in everything. We should give Christ the preeminence in the way that we dress and the way that we style our hair. When we give Christ the preeminence in everything, this is to recover the loss of the first love. At times when I am getting dressed, I talked to the Lord by saying, Lord, do you like this shirt? Do you like this pair of shoes? Such a talk is very intimate with the Lord as the first love. To recover the first love is to give him the preeminence in great things as well as small things. The husbands should give Christ the preeminence in the way that they talk to their wives. We need to ask the Lord to forgive us for all the things in which we do not give him the preeminence. We need to overcome the leaving of the first love, to maintain the eating of Christ as the tree of life, and to shine forth the divine light as the lampstand. Love is related to life, and life is related to light. Love, life, and light are a trinity. If you make Christ the first in everything, you have love. If you have this love, you have life, and you will enjoy the Lord. If you have life, this life becomes light to you. If we are enjoying Christ as our love, life, and light, we will keep the testimony of Jesus as the shining of the lampstand in our locality. We will testify of Christ's person as God and as man, and of Christ's human living, crucifixion, resurrection, ascension, descension, and second appearing. In every aspect of our daily life, we should be shining forth Christ. This shining is the shining of the lampstand. We need to remember these four words that begin with the letter L: love, life, light, and lampstand. These four L words start with love. We must give the Lord Jesus the preeminence in every way and in everything to recover the first love. Then we will enjoy him as the tree of life, and this life right away becomes the light of life. Then we will be shining in our daily life and corporately as the lampstand. Otherwise, the lampstand will be removed from us individually and from the church corporately. The Lord warned the church in Ephesus to repent and recover the first love for the enjoyment of him. Otherwise, the lampstand would be removed from them. We need love, life, light, and the lampstand. Then we will be rewarded by the Lord with what we are and live in him.